Oh. How's everybody doing? Andre Bay. I did that. Hey, Debbie. Hey, Emma DeRock, too, again. Trying to do test videos, you know, for people that are coming on. It's a pain. And I do the posts. So, I can't necessarily just delete stuff off of here. You know, comments and things. Like, I'm not... I got a little bit of legal advice, but it's, legal advice is a funny thing. It's really expensive, and a lot of times you're left going, well, you know, what did that really tell me? So there's a question of whether or not I can, like, delete old posts and delete stuff. So trying to do mock or, like, trial runs or test runs are kind of funny, but, seeing you, Andre, made me think about it. There's a few of you guys, Andre Bay, Dave Barnes, Lance Badger. I'm not so sure I'll be living that long, but if I, the prospect of growing old and like, and you've been there, done that, you've already made your living and you're not really accountable to anybody and you can just kind of say whatever you want and do whatever you want. I look forward to that. So tonight I'm having a lady on here with me named Trisha, and she is going to, she reached out to me and I met with her maybe 2 weeks ago or so. And she was telling me about something that she wanted to get going in the community. So I chatted with her a bit and told her that she could join me tonight. So that's what I'm going to have on tonight. I just saw a thumbs up by her. I see Bill Buchanan's watching. Man, I wonder how you're doing. Yeah. Hey, Candace. So the other thing, so Trisha and I tested it, so I think we'll be good with sound and everything, but one thing that I'm not always sure about is when someone comes on my tablet with me, and now my tablet's like, the screen's broken in half, and my guest is on the bottom, and I'm on top, and I adjust my face so it looks right on my end, but then, like last time my wife walked in the room and said, you know, Jake, we can only see you're like down like that, so... sleeping in, Holly Buyer. Hope you don't mean like you're getting up now. It's 6 p.m., not 6 a.m. Anyway, if you, a couple of you that like know me, well, I guess you guys all know me, shoot me a private message or something to tell me to like, if it's coming in wrong on your guys' end, to tell me to drop my head a couple inches or something. Okay, so I'm gonna invite Trisha on, and we'll see how this goes. And Trisha's pretty heavy, it sounds like. So, Michelle, you know Trisha Iverson, yeah. I think it's pronounced Iverson. We're gonna find out here real quick. It says adding Trisha. Connecting. Oh, you're upside down, though.
I am upside down.
Yeah, that's weird. What's up with that? How did that happen? That has never happened.
Okay.
Trisha,
I'm going to leave and come back.
Okay. All right. Leave and come back. That's a riot. I don't think that's ever happened, right? Upside down and backwards. Isn't that, yeah. bad enough backwards, making everybody think I wear my wedding ring on my right hand. I know, Candace, my phone will be pinging and pinging. Yeah. Okay, Trisha, I'm going to try you again. I'm thinking you meant just like come right back on as soon as you were off. So let me add you again. We'll see how it goes this time.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Thanks, Jake. Hi.
Hi, yeah. How are you?
I'm okay. So I'm a Zoom girl. So the live is a little bit wonky, and you don't look cut off. And okay. I don't look upside down anymore. So
No, you look okay. You sound good.
Cypress.
I can hear you well.
Okay, perfect. That's the most important thing. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. Did you get your little year spiel in already, and you're ready for me? Or
oh yeah, I'm ready for you. And I mean, these are pretty. I've always fashioned these after, like, if you saw me in Fred Meyer and said, "Hey, Jake, what's going on?" That's kind of how I do these, how I conduct these. So
okay,
pretty loose. It's pretty loose.
Yeah. Awesome. That makes it a little bit easier for me.
Yeah.
So thanks for letting me be here. And thanks for, you know, thinking that what I'm up to is worthy of sitting in with you tonight. I really appreciate that. And I'm seeing some people that I know. Sherilyn, hi. And Rose, thanks for being here. Good to see you. I don't see everyone that's coming in. And I'll let you, Jake, be the greeter of all.
Oh, okay.
All our community. But and I beg your patience. I did work all day, and if I'm reading from my script, it's because I to stay focused and get across to everybody what I'm hoping to get through. So my name is Trisha Bartlett Iverson. I'm an executive director for a nonprofit in the area, Harmony and Me Music Outreach. We just were awarded a grant from the Oregon Cultural Trust Foundation, and that's really exciting. So is audio still okay?
Yeah. No, you sound pretty good, and your video cleaned up and is clear too on my end.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah. So the mission of Harmony and Me Music Outreach, if you all don't know, or if you do, is still to create harmony by using music to connect individuals of varying physical, developmental, social, and cultural differences. And Harmony and Me Music Outreach was originally designed to connect youth from newborn to 11 and seniors through music. Programming also supported teens with children with special needs, and our programming is evolving and expanding to incorporate youth and senior activities for youth from newborn to 18 and seniors. As we're adapting Harmony and Me Music Outreach, we will be expanding its mission to be more than simply music-based. At this time, we are conducting Zoom classes with instruments, library for families to pick up. We'll be recording singograms and gramps, or messages, from children, families, and local businesses to be delivered to the assisted living facilities via DVD or a portable tech lab. We will be evolving to include Teens Teach Technology to support the use of portable tech labs using the Cyber Seniors curriculum, which is a worldwide curriculum. This will provide teens an opportunity to volunteer in a way which inspires them. We'll have virtual tech labs and tech support until in-person mentoring can be done. And to honor and recognize the work of our teens doing the work, we will work towards a teen internet cafe to have an area. Can you still hear me okay this way?
It got a little fuzzy or something.
Yeah. So yeah, the portable tech labs will be designed to have accessible at the facilities, so that not only will the content be available that we're videotaping and presenting for the content for them to enjoy, but things like maybe like doing scenescapes and like the ocean views and the, you know, things that they're missing right now. So just kind of creating some opportunities for us capturing so that we can provide those to those facilities via either a DVD or the Portable Tech Lab. And like I mentioned, to honor the seniors, to honor the teenagers, you know, having an internet cafe where they can just hang out and do what they do, and then eventually having the ability to have an area for the elders to receive training on the technology will ultimately be a goal. But then to have game nights and...
You know, hang on, your sound's kind of jacking.
I don't know if it's the... I'm sorry.
That's all right. You were doing so good. You were the best one I've had so far, as far as technically. Except for the upside down thing.
Except for us figuring it out in the first place. I'm here to tell you, okay, I work in tech, and my day job is tech, and I have a really good friend who's tech too. And we sat there this morning trying to figure out Facebook Live, and we had no idea. It was not an easy process. So kudos to all y'all that are doing the Facebook Live. It's a much more complex interface than Zoom. But so as far as like the internet cafe, game nights, events for the teens, you know, maybe having some YouTube personalities come and visit, and just whatever we can do to honor them for their time and support, and forget what it does for them, you know, as far as esteem goes and et cetera. So the additional expansion that I'm looking at is to include the middle schoolers, and that is probably like a spring start. And I'm looking at a community garden to benefit like a homeless farmer's market and the local soup kitchen. That's like kind of further down the line, but still something that we need to expand into. So we'll be hosting a Halloween parade to tape and deliver the kids doing a little monster mash with the trolley on Saturday from 3 to 4.
Hang on a second. Your audio is getting rough.
Sorry, thank you. Thanks for letting me know. Is that any better?
Yeah. Yeah, it is now.
Thanks, guys. I could be wearing my AirPods, but not. So the Halloween parade will be Saturday, 3 to 4. Charlie will have lots of sanitizer, lots of, you know, being safe and clean and, you know, 6 feet and masks and everything, calling the what we need to be following. Jake suggested I join after a discussion with him tonight to present this to our community, to open a dialogue on how we'll ensure success to promote inclusion for the people in our community. And my goal is to find... Is audio so bad?
Yeah. And they're saying mine is rough, too. I don't know what's up with that. Oh, that's stinking bad. Yeah, and see, I can hear myself echo off of your about 2 seconds after I speak.
Oh, yeah, it's better if I have this. Let me try the... How's that?
Yeah, I don't know. Keep talking.
Yeah, actually what's going on is that I'm speaking through microphone, you're speaking through speaker, so it's looping back in. So definitely need headphones or something. Is that better? Perfect. Good.
Yeah.
So my goal and my purpose of being here tonight is to create an open dialogue and recruit volunteers and secure additional funding for these programs. And I really appreciate your willingness to hear me out and hear what I'm doing with the nonprofit. Total intent of expanding it to include, you know, further mission, which is still the fundamental aspect of the creating opportunities of connecting individuals. And then, if you have any recommendations, any feedback, any interest in supporting in any way, you know, if you're not already donating to a nonprofit through, I call it the Mall, Fred Meyer Community Rewards, I'm open to that. And then Amazon, I have Smile Amazon. And then just just helping me, the visions that I have are kind of grandiose, so helping me stay focused on that. And if you know of anything that might be able to support, like, is that, do we still have a local TV channel, stuff like that. So if you have, you know, anything that we can make sure that we're just getting into the facilities and, you know, doing what we can to keep the mission of Harmony Me alive too.
How about local radio? Have you done KCIW?
I'm going to push out a PSA to the radio and let them know about things. Mm-hmm. But this is also, and right now, I mean, anyone that has teenagers that might be interested in mentoring through the Cyber Seniors, we can sign them up and get them trained, and have them supporting our local community, but also anywhere else in the world. So they become a mentor, and then they're a virtual mentor available for supporting technology virtually. And, so I have accounts set up for Brookings, for Gold Beach, for Crescent City. I have accounts set up for each of the assisted living facilities. So as we build those mentors out, and then build the seniors in our community utilizing that technology support, then we're really, you know, giving them opportunities to communicate if they choose to. I really hope to make sure that mentors are trained well with accessible features in the devices, so the ability for them to be, you know, Zoomed, and for people who are blind or who have mobility issues, making sure that we're know how to and supporting our veterans receive smartphones and computers, but nobody knows how to use them. So it's really important to me that everybody can find a way to utilize those in a way in which allows them to communicate and be connected to their families, to the world.
So. Well, I'm seeing positive feedback in the comments. They're asking too for you to post more info on it on here.
Yeah, I'll put my email there. I have a website that's not, I'll do that before I leave, and my phone number. As far as mentors, I actually see, it would be great to have 25 mentors by the end of the year. And then the number, that would be teens, or you don't have to be a teen to be a mentor. You can be anyone. And then I'd love to, how awesome would it be if we had 25 mentors and like 100 seniors by the end of the year. And so the Teens Teach Technology does not have a Facebook page. Actually, I just created a Facebook page this morning.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a Facebook page.
So I just created a Facebook page this morning. We'll be doing social media, and then as I expand the nonprofit, then it'll also be a part of the Harmony and Me outreach website as well. And I'm so sorry that I did miss like almost all the comments, but I'll try to go back and
Just relook at them. I only catch like half of them when I'm talking. I have to go back and I go back and watch my whole video and see the comments as they come.
Yeah,
that's the only way I can do it. Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I didn't realize there was that much to it.
Well, there wasn't. Originally, it was I took the preschoolers over to Azalea Gardens and we rocked out every week. And I had families coming in memory care, and we were playing drums with them. And
really?
The results are just amazing for everybody, from, the youth an elderly gentleman was a concert pianist. And last Christmas, he was humming and singing, whistling the carols, but he couldn't say the words. And about 2 weeks later, he started singing a song introduced from the program that I'm sure he'd never heard before.
Really?
So it's really special.
Cool. Man, good for you. Good for you doing this. That's pretty.
Yeah.
It's very community minded, man. Caring about other people like that. Good deal.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, she's Anna Marie, your daughter. Oh gosh, I could just gobble her up. She's so precious, and yeah, they got to have that experience with making music with Grandpa at the facility.
I've met her daughter before. Yeah, she's a cutie. She's
yeah,
a cutie.
Thanks for that. It those types of things just mean so much to me because it really is. It's you know, it's love work. You know, it's just a love work that I know that I was called to do. So I got to do it. And then, you know, with the new ways that we have to evolve and adapt to making it still happen.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. Yeah. I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to, you know, getting some feedback and some information, and please reach out and just let me know. And I will have posts about how, you know, how you can support and different ways of supporting.
Okay. All right, right on. Well, hey, thanks for reaching out to me in the beginning. You know, I had never heard of this. I wouldn't have ever found out about it. Yeah. So thanks for reaching out. It's
yeah,
cool.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great
All
rest
right.
of your night.
All
thanks
right.
for letting me
I'll
be here.
You.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. So Andre Bay, you think if I did headphones and stuff too, that they'd be better, huh? I'll try that. That's pretty cool, and it was interesting to me and cool that a few of you that you guys knew her. I guess I'm the one that was out of the loop on that one. I didn't know anything about that. Yeah, that's pretty cool though. I love anything that's bringing children into contact with seniors, especially seniors that are like in homes and stuff. Man, that's something. That's really, really something. It's really, really something. And I mean, in the church world, we call it ministry. You know, in the secular world, you call it whatever you want, but it's the same connection there with folks. It's pretty special. That's remarkable over to be doing that. I won't be able to fiddle with my hair though if I do a thing. I'm assuming like a Bluetooth thing would work. I don't know. I'll try it. I'll test it one night. It'll be another 10 you know, 10 o'clock, 10:30 late night thing with just me and like the two people that hop on and Lance Badger token in the background. Yeah. Rose, you know what I'm talking about. Anytime that we've ever, like during the holidays, you know, go caroling or something, at one of the homes, you know, the folks just, they love it, man. They absolutely love it. My another test, yeah, Candace. My wife Holly, her first job here was at the Chetco Inn when it was a you know, I don't remember exactly what they called it, but it was like an old folks home. And so it, you know, we were young married, right? So I'd go in there when I was done with work and go sit with her and stuff and chatting it up with the old folks. One thing that has hit me, I think it hit me like 2 years ago when one of the last World War II vets that I really knew that lived around here passed, and it's like boom, it made me realize that I think Silas and my older two can remember meeting World War II vets, but I'm not sure my younger two, you know them because there's not too many of them left. Huh. Yeah. In fact, if anyone knows a World War II vet that wouldn't mind meeting a couple Pieper kids, I'd like to be able to introduce them to one. All right. Well, that was cool, guys. I see Trisha's already putting some email address and phone number and stuff. Man, throwing your cell phone number right out there. That's something, Trisha. man, that's a boss move right there, throwing the cell phone number out. Good for you. Yeah. All right. Let's see Tuesday what I was chatting about. I followed up with most of what I was talking about on Tuesday with Candace Michelle on over KCIW. So at 6:25, there were a couple, that whole success is failure and to succeed is to fail and kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't on the city council thing. I could solidify that a bit more in my brain and explain that better sometime that I'm on. So I'll let you guys go. It's weekend, man. Weekend coming up. So I'll see you Sunday at 6. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. Something. All right, guys, I'll let you go. Yeah, time changes this weekend, Holly, which I could have swore that last year was the last time. I thought that we were done with that whole daylight savings time stinking stuff, but I guess we're not. Yeah, that sucks. But we get it back. Yeah, we get the hour back. Okay, guys, I'll see you at 6 on Sunday. And I'll have Silas with me too. All right, have a good night.